Good morning, Yaku. Great to have you on Impact 103 FM.
Good morning. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
Yaku, you have really got an amazing company. I actually read about this company through another article, and I thought, you know what? This is an interview we have to get on Impact Radio, that is. And it is a company called, or should I say an NPO rather, called The Character Company. It's all about raising boys to be good men, but you are going to give us more details what that statement actually means. But I'd love to know where it all began, Yaku.
Thank you. It probably began in 1971 when I was born. I grew up with an absent father, and the impact of that on boys and girls, but for me as a young boy, was quite devastating. And so my life has been, my life has been fairly messy as a result of that. Fortunately, by the grace of God, I didn't end up in prison or in a graveyard or something like that. So, I've been in the nonprofit space for 22, 23 years. And about 9 years ago, I really came to a point where I couldn't understand why life just continues to be the way it is, so challenging. And I came to a breaking point, and at that space, God is so faithful, and so he saved me from myself, as he often does. And I understood that the biggest challenge I'm having is, firstly, is I do not have a relationship, that father-son relationship with Abba, because I didn't get that as a son. And so that's a very challenging thing. But also that the impact of absent fathers is a devastating thing. And if we don't teach our young boys, or show them the heart of God, then life is going to be full of tremendous challenges. And so out of that, seed was planted, and the Character Company was born. And essentially, it really is a long-term mentorship program for young boys that are growing up with absent fathers, or where there's no positive male role models in their lives. Current statistics tells us that 70% of our kids are growing up in single-parent homes. Almost 4 out of 5 boys do not have a positive male role model in their lives. And so if you want to see what the impact of that is, pick up the newspaper, switch on the news if you've got the energy for that. The devastation in our country, just around some of the stuff like gender-based violence, corruption, racism, suicides, that's because dads are not around. And we want to try and, we are fixing that. A small, one boy at a time, we are making a difference, and we're taking those boys out of the stats and making a difference by no miraculous way other than just trusting God for a space where we get to walk a road and then speak into their lives.
Yaku, you've mentioned God several times, and I really appreciate that. So I'm assuming that Christ is at the center of this mentorship program at the Character Company.
Absolutely. I mean, essentially there's no, for us to raise boys to be good men, has no impact in this world if we don't get to show them God's heart. If you don't change, you cannot change someone from the outside in. If we get to change the heart, then behavior change. Our value system that we impart on these boys, the road we walk with them, this is not about, this is not about forcing something on them, it's about showing it. I think it was Francis of Assisi that says, at all times preach the gospel, and if you must, use words. And I think for us that is essentially, we're an organization that really believe that the time is now to start doing something. We need to stop wasting time talking about the fact that we need to do something. And so for us, that is what it comes down to. We want to just walk this road. There's nothing else we can do. God is a perfect father. And we just need to show these boys that. We need to turn them towards God's heart and let them see that. And the challenges will remain the same. It's, there's a different foundation. I always say, when you grow up with an absent father, stuff like low self-esteem and all of that stuff that dad's supposed to give you as a foundation, your character development, values, all of that stuff, identity, the key to this was identity. And I grew up feeling like an orphan. And it was only recently in my life that I understood that I'm a son. I'm a beloved son of the Most High God. And the difference between behaving like an orphan and behaving like a son is fundamental to how we perceive things around us, how we do things. The son of a king is a prince. And if I behave like a prince and I think like a prince and I act like one, it's very different from an orphan. And in our life, in this world, in our society, that's what we see. We're seeing people behaving like orphans. Self-centered, it's just for me, it's like, how do I get ahead? It's all about how do I make sure that I'm in control of stuff. And that's when we get involved in a whole lot of horrible things. Whereas a prince, I need to look at my day and going like, if I take this bribe, if I break the speed record, if I smack someone around, if I watch porn, if I whatever, if I walk past need and do not act out what I'm supposed to be doing as a son, then I'm behaving like an orphan. And then there's, you know, then I'm building my own kingdom. I'm not building the kingdom. And so it is, yeah, it's absolutely, it's a very long answer to very short questions.
Great answer indeed, Yaku. And there are, like you said, you mentioned the stats on how many children there are out there. You said 70% of children in South Africa are growing up in single parent homes, and there are, in your experience, 4 out of 5 boys do not have a positive male role model in their lives. You can't do this on your own. You obviously need role models assisting you and helping you take these young boys by the hand and being role models for them, showing them the heart of Father God in, if I can say, physical form as men, role models in their lives, male role models, that is. How does it work with the role models? I'm also thinking of child safety. I'm sure there's a vetting process that happens. But first of all, my first part of my question is, how does it work? How often do the young boys meet with their role models? And then also, how have they been vetted, these role models?
So as I said, this is a long-term mentorship program. Also, you know, research has shown that a father's impact is the highest between the ages of 5 and 10. And so we took that information and we said, okay, well, let's start as young as we possibly can. So we've camped with 4-year-olds, and that will put your life in perspective. But intake into our program is typically between the ages of 5 and 10. But once you're in the program, you stay. So, you know, this is not a 6-month course on how to deal with an absent father and then dachanye, and, you know, you've got a certificate. This is a long-term process. So we're taking these boys in. We have what we call FATMEN, faithful, available, and teachable. And that is the key to this. We only use Christian mentors. And I'm not talking about, you know, box-ticking churchgoers. I'm talking about men that are pursuing God's heart as he pursues theirs. And I think that is probably the biggest frustration we're dealing with. I mean, in Gauteng alone, we've got a waiting list of probably over 200 boys in this intake age. And our biggest struggle is to find mentors, to find these positive male role models, Christian, God-fearing men that are saying, this really is about how do I make an impact in society. This is about discipleship. And sadly, we don't have a waiting list of mentors, which we should have. And this is, for me, just a very frustrating space, a very bad mark against us as Christian men about, you know, not being out there. And so these boys have a mentor, and it's quite a stringent screen process. Anyone that listens to this, and I have to say, it's not a question of should I get involved. That thing that stirs in your heart right now is God saying to you, you've been called for something, and I'm asking you to step up there. This is what God says. It's like, not start a committee or a Bible study group. It's like, do it. Pure and undefiled religionists. Look after the orphans and the widows. Not look at them, look after them. And this is one of the ways that we do it. These mentors go through a screening process and sign up on our website, go through a questionnaire, visit a group, see if this is something that they're keen to do, and then, you know, make a commitment. And that's the big thing. We spell commitment with capital M-E-N in the middle. It's something that we need to learn how to do. And we need to learn how to be vulnerable. We need to learn how to make commitments. Our society, as men, and again, as Christian men, I mean, the lack of commitment out there is staggering. And we have to consider that what we're seeing around us is young people, boys and girls, behaving based on the examples that they're seeing. And that's on us. That's the example we're setting. And then a mentor, you know, go through the process. It's not a space of, well, you've gone through the process. Here's a group of boys, again, the Khanya, now your own. There's a space here. You cannot give what you don't have. And so we constantly build into our mentors. We constantly have a space where we come together and equip one another. And a mentor sees these little group of boys, up to 5 boys, once a week. And make some time with them. We've got a curriculum, which is, you know, there's some material that we base this on, but it's very much activity-based. You know, we're all boys, so our attention span is about 1 minute, 47 seconds, and there's not a butterfly or something around. So it's read about this, pray about it, trust God for it, step into that space, be there, build a relationship, talk about the values, do something. Let's go play ball in the park, go shoot some arrows, cycling, whatever it is. That's just a vehicle. But it's the constant building relationship that we have. We've got a strong mom support program that deals with our moms to support them. And then we camp. We also camp a lot. We, you know, boys are adventurers and explorers. We want to get them out there. But this is a no technology space as well. We, you know, boys spend way too much time on their phones. So we get them out there. It's interaction, it's social interaction. We measure them on that. It is just fun stuff. It's like, you know, brush teeth, but don't shower for a weekend, and swim in the rivers, and go for, you know, scorpion hunts, and like, you know, night hikes, and, you know, just all kinds of amazing things where boys just get to live out, but also where you also get to experience that deep need for them just to belong, to be seen, to be part of something. And that's the privilege of what we get to be involved with. And that's what ABBA creates here. So, but yes, we also, there's a very strict process around this. So we make sure that these men are properly vetted and screened. There's constant check-ins, you know, there's, you know, group visits. And so we make sure that the process is all covered. Yeah, no one alone with boys, so there's a lot of stuff that we do to make sure that it's a safe space.
Yaki, you mentioned the age group that you're starting with between the ages of, well, as young as 5, going up to 10 years old. You also have seniors, high school men, boys, that are also part of this program, right?
Yeah, so essentially, when you come into the program, it's like 5, we call them our bonsais. You come in there, then you're a junior. But when you reach 10, it's not like, well, now you, again, it's not like you're done with the program. So then you go on. We don't take boys into the program, typically anything older than 12. Unfortunately, we don't have the resources for that. A lot of that cement is set already. It's very difficult to, you know, to break through some of that stuff if we haven't got the relationship. But once you're in the program, you stay. So what we essentially do is we now for the first time have boys that are writing the trick this year. So they've gone through our Acorns to Oak rite of passage program already. And so we train them to be mentors. So they're already junior mentors. They're serving at our camps. And as they leave school and start their lives, they get to be part of groups as junior mentors. And so, you know, once you've created a space of mentorship, once you've created a space where I belong to something, that's what we want. And, you know, no one wants to walk away from that. And so we make sure that these boys are always connected to the program, always connected to a mentor, because it's important. Mentorship for all of us is just vitally important. We need those people around us. We need people that speak into our lives, and we want to just keep on building it.
Yaku, I think you've really touched on many people's hearts this morning. You've spoken to the single mom over there that is out there raising a young man, and she knows that there is support out there for her. She knows that there is the character company where she can apply for her son to be part of. You've spoken to perhaps a man that would love to be a father, but just unfortunately hasn't had that biological blessing as of yet, hasn't come to fruition as of yet. But in the meantime, this might be something for that father that has the time, and he knows he can be a great godly father to somebody in this mentorship program, or to a group of boys through activities. And also to the young men over there that are in grades 10 to 12, and they know that they can go into a mentorship program maybe after school. Maybe they don't really know what they want to do from a study point of view, but their hearts are set after the heart of God and God's will. And maybe that is something for them to look into as maybe a gap year or something like that. So I know you say this is not a program, this is a long-term journey, but it's a stepping stone also, so we can reverse that waiting list where you're talking about, where there are over 200 boys that are waiting for a mentor just to assist them, show them the father heart of God, the godly character, and be a father figure, a role model that is in their lives. So really thank you for what you are doing, and we just pray God's blessing over the character company, and may it just grow from strength to strength, and may there be loads of testimonies that come out of what the character company does. For those who want to get in touch, maybe somebody says, you know what, I've got that extra time, I want to put it in to the young men of our future, where do these people go?
So, yeah. So, again, I think it's not a question of should I get involved. It's how I get involved. And if I'm too busy, well, then I'm too busy probably. But we can also, if you can't be a mentor, if it's not, then help us to get mentors in communities. You know, a sponsor, a mentor, you know, sign up on the website for that. We've got a pay it forward campaign that we're starting. It's, you know, a person that starts with a debit order and then just get someone else. And so we want to roll it out like that. So all the information is on our website, thecharactercompany.co.za. Everything you want to know is about there. Then enroll my son, enroll, become a mentor. But then also feel free to WhatsApp us on our WhatsApp number, which is 084 777 7114. And we'll get back to you as soon as you can. Our email contact details, everything is on the website. So that's a place to go. Go and like us on Facebook, Twitter, all those things. That feel free to go and check us out there. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jaco van Schalkwyk from the Character Company. Great to have you on Impact 103 FM.